Tacón.
Yo, 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 what up? All the way live from 919. It's Fonte, Fontigal, Tigalo, Tigalo, Tigalo. Giving a shout out to my people at NappyAfro.com.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One time rap game, bang, bang, bang. One of the jewels on food. And I'm gone. Yeah.
You are now listening to the Frocast, presented by NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned in to the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast, episode number 331. I am your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lanes, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Fat CJ, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. Oh, excuse me, my last a.k.a. The best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. Kind of shaky with AKAs today. Now joined by my co-host. Yes, she's back. I didn't kick her out as she thought she was. The problematic yet well-spoken Queen Jern. Queen Jern, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Jern, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, and a.k.a. your grade is your motherfucking grade. I'm in the building, backed by popular demand, nigga.
Well, I kind of didn't have a choice, you know, if I did want to get rid of you, because, you know, don't want to do the show by myself, so, you know, had to let you come back, you know, so.
What the fuck ever.
What the fuck ever? Really? That's how we gonna be?
That's how
you
we
should
gonna
be a little more humble.
No, nigga. I'm feeling myself.
That you made it back for episode 331.
You know, however you want to look at it.
And people, as always, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. You can follow us on iTunes, Google Play, stream on Spotify. You can go to the website, www.frocast.com. You can go to Nappy Afro and, you know, get more stuff than just the podcast. Don't forget, you can always call the voicemail at 347-201-2572. Leave us a voicemail letting us know how we doing, if you like the show, you hate the show, or whatever you want to say, man. We'll record it. We'll play it on the show. So, now that we got all that out the way, Queen Germ, how was your week?
Week's been pretty good, you know, approaching finals. It's that time of year.
Well, your grade is really your motherfucking grade.
Pretty much. Mm. And so, you know, people starting to get a little anxious.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, all that. But it's like, I mean, if you ain't been concerned about what your grade was looking like from the first test to now, and this, I mean, it's really nothing you can do because the books is closed. Yeah. You're trying to wrap this thing up. Final exam on Friday. So, hell.
Hey,
it's over for me.
Hey, winter break by here, kiddies. And so, hey.
I ain't got nothing else for them.
If you ain't studied all semester, don't start studying now. It don't even fucking matter.
I'm just like, at
wing that shit, my nigga. Don't study for a goddamn thing.
Don't listen to him.
Listen to me. You ain't studied all semester. Why try to cram now to get away? A D? Maybe? Like, nah, bruh. Mm-mm. If you barely getting by, you just going, hey, bruh. Just go ahead and take that F. Or whatever you think you eat. I don't know. But yeah, man. Well, my week was interesting. Nothing happened. I'm getting used to the civilian life. We did have our little postseason party this past Sunday. And it went off, you know, like it was a, you know, Queen Jern came through in the clutch. Provided all the party favors and, you know, did her thing. And we had a nice little party for the TBG. So, you know, the TBG's 2018 chapter is officially closed. And, yeah, just trying to get used to being a civilian. 2018.
Oh, okay.
Edition of the TBGs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what did you do the day before you all had the party?
Oh, you're getting ahead of yourself.
Okay, well, you act like nothing happened, so.
All right, so, yeah, don't get ahead of yourself, Queen Germ. Let's go ahead and get into this outline before I have to outline something else around here.
Whatever. I pump my brakes if that's what you require. Yeah,
pump your brakes. I'm glad you said that. Good phrase in 2019. Pump your brakes. Well, we started with some interesting news. I was reading, and this headline grabbed me, and I'm going to read it to you. And in the words, it's all right. Is this real? Yes, it is real. Okay. Police. Man robbed of fried chicken at gunpoint. Now, this was in Danville, Illinois. An Illinois man was robbed at gunpoint Monday, but the thief didn't take cash. He took the victim's fried chicken. Danville police officers were called to the scene of alleged robbery around 6 p.m. Monday, at which time the victim said he had been walking with a bag of fried chicken he had just bought. Fox Illinois reported that the victim said a teenager approached him and, while armed with the gun, demanded cash. When the alleged assailant found out the victim had no more cash, he took the man's chicken instead. The teen was described as wearing a gray jacket with dark pants and a white stripe on him. So he had some Adidas pants on. The affiliate said no one was hurt in the robbery. Oh, somebody was hurt. Nigga feelings was hurt because this motherfucking chicken gone. Because that's the saddest feeling in the world, man. You ain't got no money, but you got some food, and a nigga rob you for your food.
But number one, he better be glad that nigga ain't shoot him, because if I came there with a gun and I was trying to get some money, I settle for your food, you should be thankful you had the food, because if you come around, I don't give a damn. You alive, too.
I'm hungry though. That might have been. Hey, look, that might have been some good ass chicken. He walking around with a bag of chicken, a bag. Like, what? I mean, I just want to know, my dude. Like, this chicken had to be amazing.
It don't matter. It saved his life. Cause clearly, like I said, if he didn't have anything, the man might have shot him for being broke and not having nothing to offer.
I mean, the team. You know, he was willing to negotiate with him. You know, once he said he had the money, he was like, "What you got? Ain't got nothing but this chicken, young blood. Well, give me that then." I mean, I'm going to be real. I wouldn't have came up off that food. I'm sorry.
And you would have got shot.
Hey, I would have got shot.
Still would have took your doggone chicken.
And the chicken would have had some blood on that shit. Because I would have held on to my chicken. Fuck that shit, man. He ain't.
Ridiculous.
I'm not getting robbed by no teenager. And he ain't taking my food, bro. Sorry.
It ain't getting robbed by a teenager. It's getting robbed by the person who got the gun. I don't give a damn who the hell y'all. If you got a gun, that trumps everything. I don't give a fuck. You better just pass that on out the window. Whatever I got. Yeah, sir.
But I mean, you just can't let a nigga take your chicken, though, bro. Like, I'm
going to let a nigga take whatever. As long as it ain't my kids, it's whatever.
Dang. Wow. That's fucked up.
It's not.
Have you ever been robbed before?
No.
Thank God. It's a scary feeling.
I'm sure it is. Have you ever been robbed before?
I have.
More than one time?
No. One time was enough for me to know that robbery ain't good. Now, I've been shitted before, but as far as like a gun pointed to me, only once. And that was the most terrifying 5 minutes of my life. Sitting there like, please don't shoot me. Please don't shoot me in my back. You know what I'm saying? That's because, you know, you had me face down on the ground, and I was just hoping, like, please do not.
So were you a young person? Because we've been together for a while. I don't think I ever heard this story before.
Oh, you heard the story. It was like, it was between 19 and 20.
And you were doing what? Buying drugs?
I just got robbed. I was just at the wrong place at the wrong time. Sitting in the car, got out the car, the nigga caught me slipping and put the tool to me.
You was with a girl?
No, heck no. That wouldn't happen. I would have blamed her then, thinking it was a setup. I was with a couple of my partners. He got all us. He robbed all us.
What did you have?
About $50.
At least you didn't get shot.
Yeah. And he stole my weed, so you know I was real upset about that.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because I needed it after I got robbed for my nerves. But, you know, hey, I'm still living today to tell my testimony.
To tell you.
Hallelujah.
Because that's what that is.
Yeah, I mean, it's
testimony. What did you learn from it?
I learned that you need to be more aware of your surroundings.
Oh, okay.
And don't get caught slipping again. That's what I learned. So, you know, getting robbed ain't cool. But my nigga, you ain't gonna rob me for my chicken, bro. I'm sorry.
Are you gonna rob
me? It could be from Publix, where shopping is a pleasure. And I die over that Publix chicken, just to be real.
I'm gonna need you to have something else better to do with your life than to die with some damn chicken that you can buy again as soon as you get yourself
that
together.
Shit might have been fresh out the grease, hot. Like, he might have waited special, like, yo, I want mine fresh out the grease. I want my chicken jumping out the grease. And he waited, and then you go walk home and you get robbed. Hey, less than a day is just have a car. Because if you had a car, you probably wouldn't have got robbed.
Oh, so the man ain't have no car.
It sounds like he was walking.
Oh, I mean, I ain't really picked that up. I thought.
I mean, unless he was walking from the car to the house and the nigga robbed you, that's even more trifling.
Yeah.
But I think he was walking from the spot. Team probably was high off some drugs and he was hungry. And he just robbed the man for his damn food. He probably was going to rob him for money to go get food, but then he was just like, I just take the man food instead. So, yeah, man. Y'all, nah, man, don't do that, man.
I mean, this is the season now. The niggas is getting robbed.
Niggas is getting robbed all kinds of ways.
Lots of shoplifting going on in these streets, yeah.
Speaking of shoplifting, it was this little girl. She got on a plane, and her mother kind of got upset by the little girl's name getting mocked by the Southwest, I guess, gate agent. So, this was in Santa Ana, California. Southwest Airlines is apologizing after a gate agent apparently mocked a 5-year-old girl name and posted a photo of her boarding pass on social media. Y'all people, listen. Stop posting stuff on social media, especially from your job. You don't know how certain people are going to take things. And so,
and you don't know how your job going to respond.
Exactly. So well, we know how your job. We know how your job going to respond. They're going to fire your motherfucking ass. So the best bet is to, you know, just take the picture, show it later. I mean,
show it to your friends.
Yeah. Don't even do that because sometimes your friends are dime you out. But the girl's mother claims that the agent mocks the girl's name, App City, Redford, and the App City is spelled A B C D E. And laughed at her while they were boarding the plane. The girl's name is pronounced Absidy. Redford said someone saw the photo of Absidy's boarding pass on Facebook and brought it to her attention. Redford said she contacted Southwest Airlines about the photo. The airline issued a statement to ABC on Thursday. Let me see. Did they fire the person? We have followed up with the employee involved, and while we do not disclose personnel actions publicly, we are using this as an opportunity to reinforce our policies and emphasize our expectations for all employees. So maybe they didn't get fired. Maybe they did. But it's Southwest Airlines, Mom. You can't be calling nobody on Southwest Airlines because we know you only fly Southwest because you can't afford to fly nobody else. So you get what you pay for. I can't get mad if I'm getting in somewhere free and the atmosphere is not what I wanted to be. I got in free. Or I'm not, I paid to get in. I paid like $5 to get to the movies when I'm supposed to pay $20. And you got me sitting in a fucked up seat. I paid $5. You're flying Southwest. You have to deal with Southwest issues. And if somebody's clowning your kid's name, that just goes part of it.
No, that does not.
Yes, it is.
I paid for the motherfucking seat. Yeah, you don't pay get for the seat. Right.
That's you all you pay for.
Whatever. You don't get the right to tease nobody's child because of their name. Now, the name is jacked up now. I'm going to just say that. If you care anything about your child, you wouldn't give them no bullshit-ass name like that. But
I mean, what's bullshit about it?
It is bullshit because if you talking about you gonna pick the first 5 letters of the alphabet and just string them together and say that's a real name, nigga, your child name is A B C D E. Absolutely. Fuck that. It don't need to have nothing else going on with it. So if the people teasing them as far as that part is just showing that they are not professional. Because I don't give a damn where you work at. Mm-hmm. If you work somewhere and that's just like the school teacher. The school teacher can come home and tell her family, oh, I got this stupid-ass lady who done put their child, gave this child his name here. We can talk and laugh about that all over the kitchen table, mm-hmm. but I ain't finna go to the people's school and say, oh, your mama's stupid. She done named you this shit here. Or I'm calling roll the first day of class, and I'm busting out laughing when I'm trying to figure out how to say this mess, and she correct me and tell me it's Absidy. I'm gonna start calling her Absidy for the rest of the freaking year, because that's what her name is. I'm not gonna call her nothing else or laugh at the girl. Because it's a part of my job, I have to call names, and I'm not going to play over nobody's child like that.
Well, I think the mother was giving her child the easy way out on how to spell her name. I mean, most kids know their ABCs before they know how to spell their name. And, hey, she's ahead of the curve when she can spell her name before anybody.
She's not ahead of the curve because her mama knows that means that she ain't going to be shit. Right. Because you talking about the easy way out, that means you ain't got no high expectation for your child. You can get your child any kind of damn name that you want to if you know your child gonna be about something. Mm. Shit, if your child name got to be the first 5 letters of the alphabet, that means you ain't got no high expectations at all for them. They ain't gonna be shit.
Why not? You can't say the mom was being creative.
No, we're not gonna say that.
Why not?
I mean, I don't see nothing creative about that.
I mean, who would thought to put the first 5 letters of the alphabet together to make a name?
A nigga.
This lady's white.
She is not white.
She is white.
Let me see. Pull it up.
Last name Redford.
Well, I know people. Redford, Redman. I mean, I don't think for 1 second that these people are white.
Yeah, she's white.
Let me see the picture.
Yeah, go right here. This picture is a video right there. She's white as can be.
That's a black bitch.
A Texas mother says she's teaching her 5-year-old daughter that not everyone is nice. This after she says a Southwest Airlines worker name-shamed the 5-year-old girl. The family was catching a flight home from Southern California to El Paso a few weeks ago. When the gate agent saw the girl's name on her boarding pass, the mom says the worker started making fun of it.
While I was sitting there, she took a picture of my boarding pass and chose to post it on social media.
That's the only reason why they're saying something, because she
was. Thank you. That's the point I wanted to get to. The whole time you was caping, you thought it was a black woman. Now you find it was a white woman. Now you're like, oh, well, she deserved that shit.
I said she deserved it. I mean, I'm not saying that she deserved it. I'm just saying, as a worker, anybody in a profession, no, I'm not going to talk about it. But like I said, when I'm with my friends and I see some shit like that, oh, hell yeah, I'm going to talk about it. Because I'm going to say that's stupid regardless. And if she white, she even more stupid, because the hell for this ghetto as hell. Like, really?
How's that ghetto? I mean, I could. So that's why I say it's a big, like, if her name would have been La Quintianta or something, like whatever names, you know, we, you know how creative we get with names, you know what I'm saying? This wouldn't have made national headlines.
No, it would not have.
Yeah, because, you know, they've been shaming our names for forever. Still doing it. But, you know, name your daughter Absidy and spell it A-B-C-D-E, and somebody laughs and posts on social media, it's nothing but little Latarian or little Dontrell, you know, little Don Quavius, you know what I'm saying? You know, hey, he gets no, he just gets shamed in the pile. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I wonder how would an employer look at Absidy's name versus La Don Venevius. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you go with the foolery.
Like, do you throw Absidy's application in the fucking...
It ought to be. It ought to be. Because
her name is A-B-C-D-E? Interesting. Well, listen. People, like we tell y'all, keep naming y'all kids these outrageous things, man. Well, I told you. K-A-A, Kadasha.
Dumb as hell.
You know, everybody say the Shatid. Everybody went to school with somebody named Shatid. I think everybody's lying. Yeah, everybody. Nobody's named their kid Shithead and called him Shatid. Nah, not believing it.
I know I did.
Yeah, everybody said they went to school with a Shatid, though. So, yeah. Well, anyway, moving along. Payless out here trolling people. Over the week, like in the last week or so, Payless came out with a pop-up shop in L.A., and they called it Paylee or Police or something. It was kind of like a little, you know, French name with Payless or something like that. And they invited all these brand influencers and, you know, people that, you know, all, you know, supposed to know fashion. And they were showing them the shoes, and they were all Payless shoes. And they were showing them, and they had the prices jacked up to like $400, $500, $600. And the people was talking about liking it. Oh, the quality of these shoes. Oh, man, these are great. These are awesome. And they was easily buying the shoes. You know, after they bought them, Payless kind of told them, like, y'all know these Payless shoes. And they was like, no, get out of here. You're lying. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they gave them their money back. They told them they could keep the shoes. But, yeah. So, Payless out here trolling. Have you ever bought... Well, y'all women. Women can get away with buying shoes at Payless.
I buy lots of shoes at Payless because...
Men cannot do that.
You can.
No, we can't.
But, I mean, but my thing is
you simple. Can tell if we have on a Payless shoe. We cannot tell if y'all have on a Payless shoe.
I mean, that's what it is. Whatever you say. But I know that you can still have good buys at inexpensive stores. I mean, it's all about how well you shop. If you shop for quality, it don't matter who name on it, what store you get it out of. You can buy from Ross, Burlington, whoever. And if you know how to shop, you can find you some nice pieces. And another thing is, if you mix your things, you don't have to buy only Payless stuff. But if you mix your stuff, then nobody don't know where you get your stuff from, no way. Because you have some high-end things, and you blend them in there with the other stuff, and it works. But, I mean... Yeah, some stuff men gonna have to spend more money on, but women spend a whole lot of money on stuff other than clothes. When y'all around here with these women paying all this money for this hair, lashes, nails, all kind of other foolery, men ain't got to worry about that. Men ain't got to have no hair. Men walk around here, if you get a haircut, they get one. If they don't, they don't.
Okay, but as far as clothes-wise go, we cannot buy the cheap stuff. We can't. It's because you could tell, like a woman can have on a City Trends dress. You know what I'm saying? And we don't know the fucking difference.
Y'all don't want to know the difference.
She can have on some fucking fake ass pumps. We don't know that them motherfuckers came from Rack Room or wherever the cheap plate, whatever cheap shoes. I don't know. Shoe Show, Pick and Pay. You know what I'm saying? You know, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But dudes, we walk around in some goddamn Payless shoes. We ain't getting no play in GA. None.
You don't think so?
Nigga got on some X3 5000s with double straps. No.
Because that shit look ridiculous.
Even the others, we can't get away with it. Y'all can. You know what I'm saying? It's like, we got to have the name brand shit. Jeans is $70, $80, $90. You know what I'm saying? Y'all walk around these Fashion Nova outfits, $10, $15.
Really?
Yes. That's what women can get away with, Fashion Nova. We ain't got no Fashion Nova for men.
If you say so. I don't wear no $10 shit.
I mean, you could. I'll get you a couple dresses. They ain't up to $10 now.
You can buy no shit like
$10
that.
$10 now,
hey. Now, I'm all about the sales now.
I mean,
I buy some quality on off season or something, and I get it for the low. Mm-hmm. But I'm not buying no cheap shit altogether now.
I mean, you know, so I guess.
And Payless is starting to get some really nice stuff because they have certain designers that will make, you know what I'm saying, certain lines for Payless. So it's not like it's just a throw it off kind of shoe. But hell, people do what they do.
Yeah.
I mean, you got people going, you know.
Now I buy some church shoes or something from Payless because, you know.
You don't have to go to church. So.
I mean, you know, nobody can tell what, you know, church shoes. That's the only thing I think a man can get away with, some dress-up shoes from Payless. Maybe if you wear suits all the time, you can't. But if you just, you know, need some shoes to wear with something, yeah, you can get them from Payless. I can dig that.
Okay.
You know.
But not tennis shoes.
Hell no. Nigga, buy your shoes and pay less. See how hard you get clamped.
Some four-stripe Adidas.
Nigga, four-stripe Adidas, Nike with the Newport check, goddamn Cougars. You walk around them damn. I mean, we used to get shoes from Payless when we were little, like them little football cleats with the little small little cleats on it. I don't know why we used to wear cleats when we was younger. Yes, they niggas used to wear cleats.
Like, that must be where they did where you from.
Nah.
They ain't did that shit where I'm from.
Yeah, they did. And we were way cooler than y'all.
And you tell a way cooler.
So you really think this is a break in what we're talking about. This is another King Jern versus Queen Jern. So you think niggas from Savannah is cooler than niggas from the borough?
Hell yeah.
Not even.
Y'all ain't got no swag. Y'all ain't got no swag. Y'all don't know what y'all doing. Y'all ain't got
no. You dress way better.
Not even.
We dress way better.
In comparison to what?
To Savannah niggas.
No, bro.
Y'all niggas country.
Okay, we country.
Y'all niggas was wearing Jabo jeans and shit.
What's wrong with that?
That's country nigga shit.
No, it's not. Niggas was fly. Niggas still looking good.
Mm-mm. Niggas was wearing.
Our type of style is priceless, timeless, all that.
Oh, it's time. It's some time in it. Ain't no time less.
It's timeless.
The time ran out.
No, nah, bro.
Y'all niggas walk around looking like mechanics and shit. With them whole Dickie suits on.
Looking like somebody who got a whole job.
Looking like
a nigga who work.
Nigga at the club with a onesie on. And that shit was fly.
Nobody had no onesie.
That's it. That was the little Dickie suit. Was a whole onesie. What you mean?
Talking the mechanic thing, yeah. I guess it is a one piece. It's a one piece. Yeah. You call it a onesie. A man in it.
It's still a onesie. You call it what you want to.
It's a jumpsuit.
It was a onesie. Y'all niggas was wearing onesies. And niggas was like, oh, that nigga fresh. I was just like. The nigga got a onesie on, bruh.
You a hater.
I'm not a hater. I'm just saying.
Clearly, you a hater.
Mm-mm.
So what y'all was wearing in Greensboro?
I mean, we was polo shirts, t-shirts.
Shabu.
Jeans. Forces.
Y'all was wearing Dickie pants and a shirt.
No.
So that mean y'all were better than the people who were wearing a one piece?
No, we weren't wearing the Dickies at all. That was country nigga shit. We didn't wear Dickies.
Okay.
You had to be from Cali to wear Dickies. Like, we ain't do that shit. We was jeans, you know what I'm saying?
And I'm lame ass Tim's,
Air Force Ones, you know what I mean? That was just the basic, yeah.
Not even.
It's your nice collared shirt, you know?
Maybe. I ain't never seen you in no collared shirt.
Okay. Look at your birthday party pictures.
Back then,
collared shirt. Yes.
Back then, when I met you. When I first met you, I got you up to speed.
Oh, you got me up to speed?
Yes, nigga.
Nigga, I got you up to speed.
Come on, bro.
This little country pumpkin. Let me get it right. I went out and picked some shoes out for you. Like, oh.
Nigga.
You might.
Nigga.
Come on now.
Nigga.
You know when I met you, I gave you some swag. Don't even front.
You ain't give me shit.
Okay. All right. So, moving along. We're going to agree to disagree.
Yeah. Whatever.
But yeah. So watch out for the Payless pop-up shops, man. Beware. y'all people out here spending these $300 on these shoes and these boutique shoes that look like trash, but they $600-$800. Like, nah, I'm not buying it, man. Like, I don't know what these shoes are with the thick ass heels that everybody wearing now. Y'all niggas need to stop that shit. That shit look real, real weird. Try to say that three times
whatever
fast.
You see
him. Yeah. So, I know we talked about this, about the officer that busted in the man's apartment. So, they have indicted her, finally. I thought we was going to forget about it, but they, you know, something told me to look up the story, and boom, boom, boom. What do you know? They finally indicted her on murder charges. I don't think she got a bail. So we might get justice. We might. We might. Cross your fingers, people. It is Texas. She is white. Botham Jean is black. So we know how that plays. And it's a woman versus a black man. White woman versus black man. So watch how this plays out. You know what I'm saying? Nothing should be said about this man's character or anything. He is a victim. They never say anything bad about victims. But if you start seeing things calling out his character, you know what they're trying to do. So let's just keep an eye on this one, people. And I'll see how it goes, how it plays out. Well, got a question for you. I was listening to the Joe Budden podcast the other day, and a topic came up where they was talking about some freaky shit. And the freaky shit was, it was Meek Mill had a line on his album where he said, "I let a bad bitch spit in my mouth." And then it all came out like, you never had a girl spit in your mouth doing when y'all was fucking? And I was just like, hold up. People do this shit? Have you ever heard of this shit?
No.
Okay. Now, like I said, y'all, everybody out there listen to the show, y'all know I'm not an all man when it comes to that. So when I heard this, that shit was like, whoa, what the fuck? So people are actually spitting in other people's mouths. Let me call somebody that maybe have done this.
I mean, first of all, that ain't even freaky. That shit is nasty. Like, what is it like?
Is it a spit or a little? Like, whatever it is.
Whatever you spit. Do, if you putting your lips together to spit in somebody's mouth, that's disgusting.
That's
I mean, I love the tongue kiss.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't know what we're doing with that.
Let's see. Chuck the Gambler, just want to know you're live on the Frocast, so, you know, anything you say can or will be used against you in the court of law. So, let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard of people spitting in other people's mouths during sex?
I haven't heard it, but I've seen it.
You've seen it? So, okay. So, how to... Explain, sir. Explain.
Yeah, can't explain. It's just disgusting, man.
I've okay. Okay, I mean, as long as you say it's disgusting, I mean, you know, you
ain't saying... So, you letting people spit in your mouth?
Would you let a girl spit in your mouth during sex?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay, cool. Would you spit in a girl's mouth doing
it? Period, like, that's disgusting.
Okay, good.
I've seen it on, like, you know, movies and stuff, right?
Well, I guess we ain't never watched none of that, because I ain't never heard of this one.
Me neither, man. That's the first thing I heard of that shit, and I was just, it blew my mind. But I just wanted to check in with you. I'll hit you back later. I got to call somebody else and see what they say.
Right.
Yep. Chuck the Gambler, everybody. Let's call the boss man. Be easy, man. Look. This, I wanted to save him for last, but I think it's a 95% chance. Be easy, man. You're live on the Frocast, man. I got to ask you a question, bro.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so I listened to Joe Budden podcast, and they were talking about spitting in the mouth during sex. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah. That would be you.
Okay, so would you allow a woman to do that to you?
Have I?
I mean, I was saying, would you allow a woman to do it to you, or
have you?
Nah. Well, I'm nobody never spit in my mouth.
Did you spit in somebody else's mouth?
I'm not gonna answer.
Okay, so is the spitting like? is it like a little like a is it like a spring spit or like a, you know,
No.
It's like a thul, like a spit,
and you,
like
you swallowing this person's saliva.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's not a put. No, it's not like that. Nah, you gotta. If you want a long story short, I saw that it used to be this used to be this porn called Brazilian Road Trip.
Uh-huh.
And I saw it there years ago. And and I replicated it like not too long after watching that. If people sucking and eating or whatever, it doesn't really make a difference.
It does make a difference.
I mean, somebody to hawk spit in your mouth.
Hold on, you don't get the loogie. Don't do it.
No, not the, but still. Mouth. But just still like a, not the, I know you ain't the drawing back like the cold, but the, oh my gosh, man, wow.
Hold on, let me ask you a question. And you know,
like
I gotta say, this turned to a adult podcast, I guess. But would you rather have somebody, you know, wetness in your mouth, or you
better
have that than
spit
in your mouth?
Hell yeah. I would rather have pussy juice in my mouth than spit. 100%. 100%.
I think they're probably on the same level.
No, they're not. It's actually, look, pussy juice cleaner than spit. Your mouth is cleaner than, look, your mouth is dirtier than your ass. That should let you know.
No, I don't.
Look it up. You get disease in your mouth.
I mean, my thing is,
you get halitosis, cankers, ulcers, herpes, all that shit in the mouth. Fucking rotten teeth.
Hold on. What? If a girl got herpes or dude got herpes, there's another problem. You already got it.
Yeah.
You've already chopped that if you to this point.
But I'm just saying, like, what? How sexy is it if we're kissing? Like, we can be kissing and, you know, you already moving some saliva around. What would make you want to say, I'm going to take it upon myself and pull a certain quantity of saliva to then deposit it into your mouth? That's nasty.
Well, first of all, this is not something that happened, you know, like, hey, we just...
Yeah.
You know, this is not, hey, we just having sex regularly. No, this is like a sometime thing, very rare.
That sounds like something that you are a fan of.
And no disrespect, but it got to be some fucking involved. It can't be like, oh, I fucking tried. No, y'all got to be edited. For me, I'll do like two or three times, but the times I've done it, it has to be like, we in the room, the fucking window fogged up, everybody. It's got to be shit like that. It can't be no, hey, what you call it, two pullbacks.
Two humps and a pullback. Yeah.
It can't be that. It got to be some shit that happened.
Oh,
some
wow.
Some shit that'll change your life.
Jesus Christ.
And spitting going to be the icing on the cake?
I mean, that got to be in between it. There can't be like, that's got to be. You know what I'm saying? While y'all doing this
stuff
like this, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, I guess I ain't had nothing like that.
Jesus Christ, man. I told you, man, I'm not all Madden, bro. Not all Madden, man. Dang.
I mean, listen, now look, I'm going to say this, though. As I'm in my 40-year-old ass, I wouldn't do that shit now. I'm washed up now. I can't do
whatever.
That shit now.
You probably know, spitting niggas' mouths today.
Damn. Well, shit, man.
I kiss myself with his mouth. I can't do anything.
Exactly, man. That's why. See, man.
Exactly. I mean, you ain't spitting his mouth, so I guess
damn,
it don't matter.
Damn, man. He like, yo, like you said.
He'll spit in mine.
Oh, man. Well, I mean.
He'll throw up in mine.
Oh, shit.
He'll piss in my face.
Hey, man. Come on, man. This is a family show.
No, this is special matter. You know what I mean?
Yeah. This is a family show, man.
Everybody has their piss in their face. Let's be real.
Yeah, this is a family show,
yeah,
man.
If you say
keep
so.
It clean, man. It's a family show.
Wait a minute,
hold on,
but yeah, you ain't
know
your kids that
piss
in your face?
No, like, what
pee
is gonna get in the face?
No, but you
tell me. What about you talking about a baby have pee in your face? Oh, okay.
And what you talking, nigga, don't even try me. Thomas don't remember that time, nigga. You ain't Michael Jackson.
I ain't Michael Jackson.
When y'all grow up,
remember the time.
When y'all grow up, though, down the line, call me about when y'all talk about the pissing thing.
Okay.
Call me about that.
You're nasty.
All right, man.
I'm just saying, I have thoughts about that.
Thoughts about peeing on women?
He done did it, and he want to relive it.
Okay, I just want to know. Okay, since we roll right into the peeing, when y'all niggas be peeing on these girls, do y'all be doing this like in the...
I've been asked and I tried, it didn't work. I think I probably told this on the show before. I've tried, it didn't work.
I can't, because I can't do that, and I can't be this and do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's either something gonna come out, you know, he's another piss and not at the same time. No. So, okay. But I can, look, I wouldn't want to pee on the girl, but I understand. I mean, it's just, but I wouldn't want to piss on the girl. I mean, but you pee in where? In the shower? Yeah, that's why I wanted to. Do y'all pee in the beds? Like, I mean, because you just can't. Nah, you don't pee in the, what the fuck?
That's why I was wondering. Like, that's you. So y'all being, I mean, say, I mean, some people might be like, yo, fuck it, piss all over this motherfucker. Yeah. I've heard stories of motherfuckers pissing all over the house. You know what I'm saying?
That's
and I was just like, that's disgusting. Yeah. That's disgusting.
I hope that's a mattress y'all about to throw out.
I've heard.
If you drink a lot of water,
piss in the mouth. I know, girl, I used to date. You know, look. Fun thing is more men get pissed in the face than women get pissed in the face because y'all think these girls sports know they're pissing in your face.
That's all it is.
You like that.
That's all it is. They be trying to act like it's something else than what it is. No, it's not. Where is the chamber in the body where this female ejaculate is held? I tell you where it is, in your fucking bladder. You know what I'm saying? That's where it's at. That's where that fucking shit coming from. It ain't another hole. Look, y'all ain't found another hole. Your great-great-great-grandma was squirting, and it was coming out that same damn hole. Just want you to know that. Yes.
And that took all the sexy out of that.
I'm just saying. I mean, you got to think. Ain't nothing new when it comes to having sex.
I know that, like, but hey, don't put new positions in there.
But yeah, hey, my great-great-great-great-grandma was topping a nigga off probably. You know what I'm saying?
Probably not.
I'm just saying.
Probably not.
I mean, yeah, they probably suck. They had to be sucking dick back then.
No, they wasn't.
Yes, they were. They were sucking dick in the Romans age because they was fucking homosexuals.
Black people didn't do that.
I mean, y'all black women was acting like y'all
black was. Black people wasn't
look,
doing
Look, Massa Musa was getting his dick sucked. He was the richest man who... what's his name?
If you just said they only discovered sucking dick in the past 100 years?
No, I'm saying black women wasn't doing that. Some of these other hoes was out here doing it. I know they wasn't doing it with my mom and my daddy, though. They don't do that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay. You believe that you want to. Never, Amos ain't no fool. Amos been married about 50 years.
Oh, my grandma's house, and the woman who used to stay under my grandma's basement told the man,
I'm a pussy eater, and that man slapped the shit out of her. I was thinking, if it wasn't you, why would you get so mad? You know what I'm saying? They were eating pussy. They were eating pussy like a dick for a long time. Hell yeah, like I said, black people wasn't doing that. My dad been married 50 years, I'm telling you, he ain't stayed home 50 years if he ain't mean nothing.
Fast forward, come on now.
Hold on, I was sitting on the topic. You know, I work with like six, seven other guys, right? All run white, except one black guy. None of the niggas eat ass. So I think nobody's eating ass. I think probably 1% of people eating ass are just so proud about it. Yeah, y'all niggas walk around and be like, yo, I eat ass. Y'all want everybody to know.
Y'all advertise that y'all eat ass. I don't understand y'all niggas, bro.
You can't eat everybody's ass. I keep telling you that. Listen. If you know this is fake, you're going to hang the phone up on me. I feel anybody in a long-term relationship, that I think your woman will love you 5% more.
5%?
5%.
That ain't enough to do it then.
They did. They, like I said, 5%.
That ain't changed my life.
That's nothing. That's like buying flowers.
I think that would change your life. I think, like, that'd be a connection y'all got. Now, listen,
it'd be a connection.
You go on Tinder and eat the girl's ass you meet on Tinder. No.
Why not?
It don't matter if you eating ass for 5%.
Some niggas like seasoned ass. All kind of seasoned on
the
ass.
Nah, you can't eat everybody. Look, man. Also, too, if you, and these are words of John, if you're like 22, in the words of John, them girls don't keep themselves clean good enough. So don't eat nobody's ass. This is grown folks shit.
But that's what I'm saying. These niggas out here got to do it. That's what. That's the sad part about it. Yes, they. The niggas don't. In high school now eating ass, bro. Like, all right.
They ain't eating ass.
Yes, they are. All right. Well, I said he probably ain't eating ass yet. But in his in the next
he
month,
ain't he ain't
eating ass in the next 3 years.
Like I said, if he got to be tricking, I'll buy half a pocketbook before he get to eating ass.
He gonna eat ass, bro. That's the thing. Though.
I don't give a damn.
That's what they want now. Like that's what
they don't want that. Them hoes won't stop.
I told you.
I mean, don't ask her to eat ass. Yeah. Because I feel like you're not asking her to eat ass. You don't even put in work. That's just, you know, and here and there, and it happened.
I mean, but you gotta be strategic about it. You know where it's at,
but
so
then
just.
Listen.
I
think you're
bullshit, hey man, look. Jerry Rice knew how to get 2 feet in before he went out of bounds, man. That's all I'm saying, man.
Like I said, if you eating pussy, that ain't eating pussy. Bullshit. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't gotta go to the bathroom and wipe the beard off, like damn, I'm getting in. You ain't eating pussy.
I don't have a beard.
If you're doing that, you ask them to lick the ass.
Yeah, I don't have a beard, so you know. Yeah. No beard over here, sir. So
all I'm trying to say is, if eating ass only gonna change your relationship by 5%, it ain't worth doing.
It ain't, man.
I mean, you're not gonna save
it.
Now,
women can say, I've been
with women for months at a time. I didn't love them
folks
from some dick sucking, though.
Mm.
That'll change your life now.
Oh, yeah. That'll have you
rocking
up on the job trying to kill niggas, bro.
What'll
change your life?
That'll have you flying.
Getting good,
Have a bust to your side of the head with time.
Yeah. How nigga, hey, look. That'll have you go to your job, kill another nigga of your side woman. You married.
For real?
That happened in Athens. A nigga went to the poultry and killed the nigga for messing with his side girl. Like, they were messing with the same girl, and he was married. So I said, how this nigga gonna have to call his wife today? Baby, I'm never coming home. I killed somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the work, like, this nigga, like, man, look, all right.
I'm glad you can understand that, because I don't.
You never understand.
I know, because I don't have a dick.
Yeah.
I'm not
gonna
speak on that. That's up y'all, bitch. Listen, y'all. Yeah. Thanks for calling. I got to go. I'm editing the video. Also, congratulations to y'all. The Facebook numbers up. Twitter numbers is up. The Instagram numbers is up.
That's
y'all
the naked women.
Right over there.
Nah, it's not the naked women. This is dope-ass content we keep bringing you week after week. You know what I'm saying?
If you go on Facebook and look at the Napier Afro post.
I look at that
like
stuff.
Now they got like 20-25 likes.
Yeah, man, the reach is up there. Like, you know, the reach is up to the thousands now. Like, this shit is sad, man. Like, we actually making some headway. I mean, you know.
Okay.
I save all that for my end of the year talk.
I don't think so.
But yeah, man. Well, hey, man. Thank you, man, for your time and everything. And we'll holler at you.
All right.
Be easy, everybody. So, listen. Spitting in the mouth is a thing. Eating ass is a thing. What else did we talk about?
Pussy with your beard all in it is a thing.
Yeah, eating pussy. If you're not eating pussy good, and if you ain't eating ass, you ain't eating pussy good either. If you eat ass, your relationship will be 5% better. Yeah. And your ass is cleaner than your mouth. That's what we gathered from that last segment. And, hey, man, that's a good-ass segment right there.
Is it good?
I would call Rock Jones, but you know, we know he ain't he don't know nothing about spitting in girls' mouths.
Especially when his sex is only worth food stamps.
Food stamps. Yeah, that's what he said.
Yes. Direct quote.
Matter of fact, let's call Rock Jones. Let's see if we can get a sound bite from him. He probably gonna be the low voice. Yo. Yo, Rock Jones, you busy?
Nah, what's up?
Okay, man, you live on the Frocast, just got to ask you a real quick question, bro. All right, have you heard of people spitting in each other's mouth during sex? I'm just asking, have you heard of that shit? Okay. So apparently it's a thing. I wasn't aware of it. So I had to ask you team young nigga. So I had to see if you knew.
Whoa. I am not team young nigga, man. Watch out, man.
You are team young nigga.
No. Stop.
Bruh, man. Nigga, if come on, man, Jones. You're a team young nigga. Straight up. Not saying that's a bad thing, but you're a team young nigga. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not a team young nigga. I do not deal with the young niggas too, man.
But you're a team young nigga. That's all I'm saying. Like, it's not a diss.
No. You can give us the insight on what the young people do.
My nigga's knocking on 30. You know, we ain't team young niggas.
you're still a millennial.
It don't, bro. We knocking on 30 though, so that's not team young nigga.
Bro,
team young niggas, the niggas graduating 2020. Like these, that them team young niggas. Like, nah, we not team young. We not, bro.
I mean, as far as like y'all niggas. Y'all, the Obama generation, y'all the team young nigga. That's all I'm saying, man.
Well, my team, bro, we, like I said, we knocking on 30. So that can't be team young nigga.
Oh, man. Okay, man. Well, I mean, we can agree to disagree. But, yeah, that's what I was calling to ask you about the, you know.
We agree to disagree. Hey, man, hold it down, man. It's Rod Jones on the band, man. I'm lit over here, though, man. I'm hiding in the motherfucking goofy eye, bruh. Oh, Lord.
All right, man. Well, you take it easy over there.
Hold it down, man.
All right, man.
Yep.
All right. So, yeah. So, apparently, you know, Mr. Repressed Rock Jones ain't know nothing about it. So, you know, hey, man, let us know, man. If y'all, I mean, call in the voice line. You ain't got to leave your name. You can leave it anonymous and just leave your voice. If y'all spitting in people's mouths or you getting your mouth spit in, spat in, let us know. Let us know what it do for you. I'm not intrigued about it. I'm intrigued to know, like, wow, like, I didn't know this was a thing. That shit blew my fucking mind, bro. So, yeah. Crazy.
Disgusting.
I'm not a spit person at all. Like, I don't like seeing spit. I hate spit. So, that would be a fucking buzzkill. Like, I swear, like, mm-mm. I don't even want to see you. Like, that's why I like closing the door when I brush my teeth. Like, I don't want nobody seeing me brush my teeth. I don't want to see you brush your teeth. You know what I'm saying? It's just, nah.
It's just teeth.
But it's spitting. It's all that. You know, that's like, I just feel you look like a ravaged animal. You sitting there like, you know, nah.
It's not that bad.
I like people have their privacy and they brush their teeth. I want privacy when I'm brushing mine.
Do you?
Yes. If you notice, I close the door every time I brush my teeth. I just don't, nah. So, yeah. Not with the spit. So, damn. Got a question from the nation. No TV talk this week because, like I said, just getting caught up on shows. I'm going to try to get Queen Germ to watch Love & Hip Hop so we can have something to talk to y'all about in TV. She'll watch the little ratchet shows like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you
love
know,
it.
You know what I'm
every
saying?
Every now and then, at
you
least.
Know, we're going to try to get into Love & Hip Hop because... you know, it's still Love & Hip Hop. You know what it is. They arguing about something, but this time it's in New York. So back in New York, they brought back a whole lot of popular people that we liked from the New York show. So, yeah. So we're going to try to watch that, you know what I'm saying, to get into the... And we need to bring back our other segment, the Black Movie of the Week, the Blackity Black Movie of the Week. We at least do that. So
I guess.
Yeah, that's the... Now that football season's over with, we got extra time. So we'll be bringing more of the Blackity Black Movie of the Week things back. So, yeah. So, you know, we ain't forgot about TV talk. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have to, you know what I'm saying, just get some more TV in because I'm the only one to watch it. And it's not fun when I'm talking about it when I don't have nobody to bounce off stuff. You just get my version of it. So, anyway, got a question for the nation. This question for the nation is from a guy named King Germ. You might know him. He says... Am I wrong for putting work in my kids' hands? So, recently, it came to my attention that my daughter has the hustler spirit. She's at school. She's selling dum-dums, the little candies. And, you know, these dum-dums probably cost, what, 1 cent, 2 cent, maybe?
Yeah, 2 cent a lot of cost.
She's selling them for, like, 25 cent. 2,000% markup. Just making
she,
money.
And she, the people are buying it. She's not forcing it on them.
The people buying it. She's selling, like, the little double bubble gum. Cheap as hell, 1 cent bubble gum.
Two for a quarter.
So she over there just killing her. Then made money, you know what I'm saying? Bought her some shoes and everything. So, you know, I see a light bulb pop up over my head. And I was like, if you're selling this candy, if I buy a better candy, you can sell that. And so what we did, I went to the store where I sent Queen Germ to the store. Gave her specific instructions, grab this, and that, fun size candies. You know, not the whole size candy, fun size. 50 cent a piece. And shit is selling like hotcakes, boy. Let me tell you, man. I might have found my market. I see why people put drugs in little kids' hands and let them sell at the schools and shit like that. I see on the movies when they used to do that shit, hit them off with a little pack, had a little kid at school selling all your drugs because, hey, that's what a market is. And be damned if we gonna make this money now, man. I'm gonna have her. Goddamn.
We gonna make it off of candy.
Yes.
Not off of drugs.
That's what I'm saying. We're going to make it off candy.
But you got to make sure, because y'all been trying to have a piss kicking my door over some goddamn Snickers and...
They're not going to kick in the door for that.
But the way you said it, we about to start moving volume.
Volume.
Made it open-ended.
Yeah. Like, I gave her that first pack to see how it go, and I see how it went. You know, she came back. Bag was clean in 2 days. So I'm going to load her back up. We're going to see how that go. We're going to go, you know, re-up tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Package it back up. Bust it down. And hey... About to make this. This is about to be some nice little residual income.
Is that what it's going
to be? Yes. Yes. Yes.
So how much money does she get to have?
What do you mean?
I mean, I don't understand. Like, what is your...
Me and her discuss those terms. That's not for you.
But know. I was able to go and do a run for y'all?
I mean, hey, man.
I don't get to know
anything. You're like one of the corner boys. Like,
I'm way better than that.
Everybody can't know all the information, because if somebody get busted, then you can only know you. You only... You know what I'm saying? Know what you know. Okay. You know what I'm saying? If you know the way the whole work is,
so
everything.
So in other words, you try.
Then you become what they call it.
I don't know.
When you become like, when you start knowing about it, then you can't say that you was whatever that word is, starts with a C. then you can't be that anymore.
Whatever you say.
You know
what I'm saying is, don't put my child in harm's way about no candy.
She ain't gonna be in harm's way. It's just candy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You know, but
so
yeah.
You wrong.
How am I wrong for putting work in her hands?
But that ain't what she go to school for. She go to school to learn. She don't need to be worrying about trying to make sure nobody ain't robbing her. Make sure nobody telling on her at the school. Make sure she got to be, you telling her about how don't take no shorts. If they ain't got the money, you tell them to keep the money. Yeah. And you don't give nobody nothing for no profit. I mean, amount of money.
We don't take 45 cents, 50 cents. And once somebody say, oh, shit, take 40 cents if you got it, then the word gets out. So if everybody know it's 50 cents for everything, it's 50 cents for everything. No shorts. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't give me 49 cents. I need 50. If you got 49 cents, guess what? You got 49 cents because you ain't got no damn Reese's, no Snickers, no Kit Kat. All right? So you know what I'm saying? So anybody in the... blankety blank schools, if you see my little girl out there peddling candy, man, look, it's all right, man. She good, man. So, you know, plus she learned how to make money, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's just, you know, get that entrepreneurial spirit early. You know what I'm saying? She gonna want, you know, like, hey, she might have her own store in 3 years. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know, tell me what that girl.
Yeah. So, you know, hey, man. Giving her that spirit. So, yeah. So, my question is, I don't think you're wrong, my nigga. I think you're doing the right thing, man. I think you're teaching that girl the ways of the world, you know what I'm saying? And, hey, man, hey, keep doing your thing, black man. King Germ, you're doing a good job, man.
You sound like you might be special.
Hey, what you mean?
Why? Talking to yourself?
I was answering a question.
Oh, okay, you
right. This guy wrote in the questions, I answered it. Keep it 100. You got to keep it
100?
100. Oh, yeah. My keep it 100 is if your kid in this day and time got rotten teeth, you need your ass kicked. Because I saw this lady and her child in Walmart yesterday. And I thought the kids used to get the fake teeth or the caps or something.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't just have rotten teeth in your mouth. Mm-hmm. Well, clearly you can because this child did. But I'm trying to understand, like, what's happening. Like, can you even eat with them things like that?
Yeah.
Like, the things is rotten, like regular teeth. Ooh. And so they ain't all together. So it's like they jagged.
Ooh.
They not, I mean, I just feel like it was painful. I know it got to be temperature sensitive when they getting cold food and hot food in their mouth. That thing got to hurt them.
I know their breath probably stank like hell.
I mean, but I mean, if you a parent... You are obligated to seek help for your child if your child has dental or any other medical needs. If you got your child walking behind you with rotten teeth in their mouth, because it would terrify me. I would be scared my child ain't going to wake up one day because so much toxins getting in their bloodstream and the child mess around and die. You can't possibly... I mean, if it was one tooth, I wouldn't ignore it, but I can understand it a little bit better that you don't think it's severe. But when you got a whole row, three plus teeth, that ain't right. You as a parent, you not doing your job. So get your life together and help these children before you mess around and be catching the damn charge if something mess around and happen to the people children.
Well, my keep it 100. My keep it 100 is
100.
Wide neck nigga is cashing in. Saw him had like a little video with long neck, that little long neck white boy, and they had some little video. They squashing and everything. Then Saul Wright made me realize that his management was all white, and I said, well, these white people about to, you know, cash in off this nigga. They about to exploit the fuck out his ass and get him a couple of checks. Get him up out the streets for a little while, and, you know, he's going to be everywhere. So, look, man, he's going to cash in on his little 15 minutes of fame. Props to him. You don't need to keep getting arrested because that's not the way to get it. Go ahead, you know, let them white boys exploit you. Make sure you get a nice cut of the money, you know what I'm saying? Whatever little cut they give you, take that, because niggas weren't about to fuck with you. Niggas are just going to keep fucking with you until you kept getting arrested. You know, you might get in free at some club sometimes, but now, you know, you about to get introduced to the white people, and you might make some money in a short amount of time, but when they get tired of you, you're done. So save your money, stack your bread, and go along for the ride, wide neck nigga.
I didn't think he was real.
Oh, he is real. He's from Pensacola.
And he looked like something out that way. Mm-hmm.
But I think that's the thing down here, because I've seen like 7 niggas like that since I've seen him. Like, I didn't see niggas with it. I was like, damn, so niggas that wide-ass neck, like, it just go, like, from here to there.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't see, like, about 5-6 niggas like that.
What was that, like a mermaid? I don't know. Like, what kind of
thing? Yeah, it looked like all kinds of shit, bro. That shit weird. But, yeah. So, winners and losers. You got any winners?
Yeah, I have one winner. My winner today would be...
Winner?
The 7-year-old Ryan. He made $22 million last year. And he has this YouTube channel where he is reviewing various toys. So as, you know, the time is going by, I guess his parents buy him all these different toys.
People probably send him
toys. And now they're probably sending him toys because he's had this YouTube channel for so long. But within the last year, I'm about to say hour, but in the last year... He has made $22 million.
Yeah, what's his name? Ryan.
His name is Ryan.
What's his YouTube name?
His name
can't just be Ryan.
It's Ryan Toys Review is what he has on his YouTube page.
Okay. Wow.
He looks like he kind of...
Special.
Asian and white or something.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, man. His parents had cashed in on him. That's what's
$22 million. Dollars. So, Ryan is definitely winning.
Mm. Mom, we're eating peanut butter and jelly tonight. Just hope you know that. Yes, Ryan.
Ryan.
Hey, Dad.
What the hell he want to do up here?
Dad, get up. Come on, let's go to the mall.
I'm getting some more toys.
Mm-hmm. Jesus. So, you got any losers? Well, I'm going to do my winner first. My winner is Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Winner?
In Atlanta. This past weekend, I was gifted a pair of tickets to the SEC championship game between Alabama and Georgia. Now, as y'all know me, King Germs go Gators all day. So, I hate both teams. I was really trying to sell my tickets, but that's another story for another day. But I end up going to the game, and when I went to the game, I realized that fucking Falcon Stadium is bad than a motherfucker. I'm talking about that Halo's fucking screen in there. It was fucking amazing. Just the whole, like, atmosphere. Then the concession stands, bruh. Concession stands were affordable.
Fat nigga.
I'm talking about affordable. Like, $6 get you chicken tenders and fries. I mean, then you get free refills on your drink all throughout the game. You know what I'm saying? You just go up there. You make your own drink. So if you like Coke and Sprite or Dr. Pepper and Sprite or Coke and Dr. Pepper or Coke Zero mixed with lemonade or whatever your thing is, you know, you can mix it. So that was fucking the shit. And so Mercedes-Benz Stadium, y'all my winners. You know what I'm saying? Then the way they expedite you through the lines so fast, man. Everything's cool, man. And, another pro tip. When you go to a game in Atlanta, ride the MARTA to the game. Way cheaper. Way cheaper. Way less hassle. All
right. Okay.
Yeah, that's the lick. Cheaper. Way cheaper than parking by the stadium. Still getting caught in traffic. Like, why are you paying? Like, it was $116 to park by the stadium. $116 to park right by the stadium.
And how much did it cost to ride the MARTA?
$5. Round trip. $5 like round trip. So yeah, and parking was free if you rode the MARTA. They value all you gotta make sure you take your parking ticket with you in the station so you can get it validated. You know what I'm saying? Or you have to do like me. I was just like, what am I doing here? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I had to get somebody inside the MARTA station to validate it for me. So, yeah, man. Anyway, that's my winner. Losers, you got any losers?
Yeah. My loser today is Eddie Murphy.
Loser.
Now, Eddie Murphy is 57 years old.
That's all?
That's what CNN is reporting.
Damn.
Now, number one, the reason why he my loser is because of the fact that this nigga at 57 years old is the father of his 10th child. Like, it's horrible. If you, it's selfish as a motherfucker. You 57 years old.
I'm Eddie Murphy.
Just now having a baby.
I'm Eddie Murphy.
You already got a 2-year-old.
I'm Eddie Murphy.
Who gives a damn? Don't mean that you ain't finna die.
So that, I gotta sow my royal oats.
Okay, you keep that on with that bullshit.
Listen, let me hit for some. Let me get right and get some money. You going to get your tubes untied.
No, baby. And you sound like a tubes untied motherfucking lie. Because ain't nobody doing that. If I ain't got nothing to deal with, my churn finna grow up and we finna have some shit. We ain't finna have no more churn to start over. That's ridiculous. And the girl winning, if nothing else, because the fiance, this helper here, she finna get major bread because y'all supposed to be engaged. Mm-hmm. She already had the 2-year-old from you. Mm-hmm. And this helper ain't nothing but 39.
Oh,
I'm just like,
at least she a woman and she old. Yes, I'm not mad about it.
All I know is the nigga is ridiculous. Cause if you that old, you're selfish. If you're having kids at 57, you can't do shit with no child. Child gonna be 5, and your ass walking around here AARP. What the fuck?
You 75 at graduation.
And then people looking at you talking about your granddaddy, and that's your damn daddy. And better hope these churn don't look like they old.
Oh, Lord. So, my losers, I got 2 losers this week. My first loser is...
Loser.
The lady that accused Neil deGrasse Tyson of sexual assault. It's been like 3 of them. Like, he got called to the red carpet this week, the Me Too carpet, and the lady said they was at a party, and... she had a tattoo of the solar system on her arm, and he was just looking at it and, you know, all in love with it. And then he asked, do you got Pluto? And she said he went in her dress to look. Now, Neil deGrasse Tyson, he fired back with a little, you know, retort. You know, y'all can look that up. And, you know, I don't believe her, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Neil deGrasse, I just don't see him as the kind to be taking pussy, man.
So, I don't want him to be.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Not saying that maybe all that nerd shit is a ploy to reel him in, but I'm just saying, we need more people, man, for me to bring O'Neal down to the red carpet, because I just don't believe it was him. So she's my loser. All y'all ladies is my losers for trying to bring this great black man down, because that's what they do to all our heroes, man. Everybody black that we love, they got to tear him down, man. I will not let you tear down Neil deGrasse Tyson.
You will not.
I just will not let you. Nope, sorry. Not going to happen. And my other loser is Deontay Wilder.
Loser.
Now, Deontay Wilder, I don't know if you listen to the show, but if you're listening, I don't want no smoke with you, my man. But I do want to say you're my loser this week, because you had us all hyped up with that speech you gave about, to this day, you had us all hyped. And then fight came Saturday, and you ain't win. I mean, it was a draw. You ain't lose, but you had to knock Buddy out, like clean out. You know what I'm saying? You got outboxed, my man. You got exposed, and I mean, you could still be Anthony Joshua, but you still got a lot of work to do to be with the greats. So, Deontay Wilder, you my loser, just because you didn't handle business like, you know, we wanted you to. You know what I'm saying? You're not a loser. You're still the champ. You're still the man. You know what I'm saying? You can knock me out, but, you know, that's not what it's about. I'm not a trained boxer. But, yeah, so you're my loser for that. So, those are my losers. Shout-outs. You got any shout-outs this week?
Yeah, I want to shout-out Pam and the fam. Anybody representing the 912, that's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. And, of course, the Johnson 5.
Anyway, shout out to B-Easy, GQ Blues, All Right, Short T. Shout out to Ruler Myself. Shout out to Dr. Brayson and everybody. Dr. Brayson Network, Everybody listen, over at the Dr. Brazier Network right now, they're doing the greatest episode. It's like a bracket where you're breaking down your greatest TV episodes of all time. And King Germ has an entry in that. And if you follow us on any social media, you can look up my link and vote for my shows on there. So in case I can win. Now, will we win? None of your business. But I need y'all to vote for my pick. So if you see any shows from The Wire, Breaking Bad, Sopranos, or Game of Thrones, those are probably my picks. So vote for those as the greatest episode of all the TV shows, okay? So I'm not trying to point shave or nothing like that. I'm just saying, go look for those shows. Vote for those shows. Because, you know, hey, they are the greatest. And, you know, it is what it is. So, yeah, yeah, shout out to everybody over to Dr. Brace Network. You got MJ, that disrespectful motherfucking MJ. Let me get his name right. You got the Reverend Dr. Wash. You got K-Law the truck driver. And, of course, you got Dr. Brace, man. Go check my boys out over there. They're real reckless and rude. You know how they get down over there. They don't pull no punches. They hurt your feelings. And then they're still clowning around with you. That's just how they go. Shout out to Pepe J from B-More, Steph from B-More, Miss T Lee, Tracy May, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, Light Skin Kanye, RT3, Drew from DC, Gerard in Boston. Shout out to my dog Zeke, aka Ray, at Team Walton. You know what I'm saying? Check my boy out. This is their founders day today. You know, shout out to y'all. You know
that's what I'm saying? That's right.
You know.
First fam.
Whatever. And then
niggas gonna hate.
Shout out to anybody over that site to fuck with us, man. Shout out to people that host podcasts that I fuck with. Shout out to the 12 Cow Podcast. Shout out to Mansa Ray, Queen K, and C Rich over at the Back Talk Podcast. Shout out to the Two Smart Dummies Podcast, the Hot Box Podcast, and any other podcast that fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all. Shout out to y'all. Woo! Man, another show in the books. Episode 331 of the Mighty Frocast. Don't forget, you can call the voice line 347-201-2572. Leave us some feedback. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. All that good shit. All that good shit. Man, this fucking hosting shit is a lot of talking, man. Man, combined with this weed and not having enough to drink, I got cotton mouth like a motherfucker.
Man.
Yes.
Man.
What? What's man?
I'm just saying, that's what you just keep saying.
I keep saying man.
Man.
Oh, you want to try hosting sometime? You think you could do this job?
I could do it, and I can do it better than you.
Oh, you think so? Well, you're going to host 332 then. That's what you're going to do. Queen Jerry will host 332. We're going to see if she's a better host than I.
I mean, I ain't got to worry about having cotton mouth because I don't smoke weed.
Okay, well, we're going to see how good you're going to host this show next
week. Okay, let's wrap it up then.
This is your boy, King Germ.
And this your girl, Queen Germ.
And this was the Frocast, and we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace. Talking about I can't host the damn show.
Oh, we're going to see next week. Hmm. Yeah.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
Nappyafro.com